our vision with us. We especially thank you for coming, and we hope that we make you feel welcome and that you'll come be with us at every opportunity you have. And I'm thankful to be with you again this Sunday. Bear with me and let me get this turned on. I recently told someone sometimes my forgetter works more than my remember does. So I'll get wired up so that those who are in the Bible classrooms can hear as well. Again, it's good to be with you tonight. Thank you for coming. I put the title of the lesson on the board before you. Very simple. We're going to talk about hell. A lot of folks are gathered together on this first day of the week to worship in various different ways, many ways of which you don't read about in the Bible. This is a topic that I'm convinced that you could not go to too many places and listen to a sermon that's presented on hell. A lot of folks want to talk about things that make individuals feel good, maybe get them to laugh and feel good about their present condition, rather than talk to them about a place called hell. I put the title on the board, Hell, Why You Don't Want to Go. I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you don't want to go to hell. Make no mistake about it, after this earth life, there are but 2 places that the soul of man will go for all eternity. You'll either go to heaven and there experience all the joys that the Bible talks about, or you'll go to a place called hell and experience all the negative things that the Bible talks about. By the way, if it wasn't for the Bible, the Word of God, we would not know anything about heaven or hell. And so we need to appreciate that and understand that what we do know about hell and what we do know about heaven is confined to what the Bible says about it. And so we dare not go beyond what the Bible says and speculate about either place. 5 reasons, very quickly, that I want to share with you as to why you don't want to go to hell. And I don't want to go. And the first one I want you to think about is the fact that you don't want to go to hell because you will be eternally separated from God. Could you imagine that? The very being who created us, that the Bible affirms over and over and over, created all things, loved us so much that He sent His Son to the world so that we could be with Him for all eternity. You will be eternally separated from Him, and eternally separated from the One who shed His blood so that we could go to heaven. In the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 14 and verse 15, and again, I appreciate Ethan doing the great job he did in the scripture reading this morning from Revelation 20, 12 through 15. But again, in verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, "And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death," the Bible says. "And whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." When the Bible talks about death, He's talking about separation of something from something else. That's always been the case in the Bible, and the context determines for us what's being separated. Like the Bible talks about, for example, in the book of Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, that we are separated from God as a result of our sins. Well, that's a separation. And the Bible will point out that we are dead in our sins and our trespasses in the books of Ephesians and the book of Colossians. And so to be spiritually dead is to be separated from God as a result of our sins. But also the Bible makes mention, like in the book of Romans chapter 6 and in verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," that the wages of sin, Romans 3:23, "Then the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life." And so the wages of sin is death. And that's spiritual separation from God. But if we go to hell, and I hope that none of us want to, but those that will go to hell will be eternally separated from God. That's why the Bible refers to it as a death. Doesn't mean that the soul, like the Jehovah's Witness claim, that the soul of the lost are going to be annihilated, destroyed, and they're just going to cease to be. That they're going to be destroyed, and that they're not going to have any conscience whatsoever. They're not going to know anything that is contrary to what the Bible teaches in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. How long? Everlasting, eternally separated from God. But also, as you think about why you don't want to go to hell, why I don't want to go, we will be separated from the finest of all people. I count it a joy to be among those of like precious faith. I hope you do too. That's how we are described in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, that those who have obtained like precious faith, we've obeyed the gospel. And I want you to know that if you die in your sin, if you die in your loss, and you're cast in the lake of fire, you go to hell for all eternity, you will not be among those of like precious faith that have died faithful to the Lord. I think about Matthew 25:46, that the righteous will go into life eternal. The righteous are those who do right. They do what God's book says to do. By the way, most of the time, God's people make good neighbors. You say, preacher, how on earth would you say most of the time? Well, because sometimes God's people end up not caring about spiritual things. That's sad, but it does happen. A lot of folks think that you cannot sin so as to be eternally lost when you've obeyed the gospel, but the Bible declares you can. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, and a lot of other passages talk about the fact, Galatians 5, 4, that we can fall from grace. But I count it a great joy to be among those who have obeyed the gospel, striving to live according to what the Bible teaches. By the way, does that describe you? Have you obeyed this morning? You're striving to do what the Bible says to do? So that when your eyes close to drift up into eternity, it can be said of you that you have died in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. He talks about those who are asleep in Christ. Again, they have died in the Lord. I mentioned to you last week, there are but two places you can die, in the Lord or out of the Lord. And we want to be concerned with dying in the Lord. So we can avoid what? Read the board. So you can avoid hell. If you die out of the Lord, that's where you're going to be for all eternity. But also, you don't want to go to hell, I assure you, because of the punishment that awaits. Again, I bring your attention to the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Picked up a verse or two here and establishing some of these other points. But notice, if you will, in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Begin with verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. A lot of folks want to rest now. Now's not the time to rest. Now's the time to be working. Don't be content to sit on the stump of do nothing and whittle on the stick of do less. Don't be like that. A rest is yet to come. Hebrews 4:9, there remaineth a rest unto the people of God. Verse 7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. I can't even fathom. Again, we only have what is revealed to us in the Bible. But I cannot even fathom the torment that awaits in hell. Can you? I think about the rich man, as the Bible talks about in the book of Luke chapter 16, which don't buy into this notion that is just some parable. But the rich man, the Lord is talking about, there was a certain rich man, fared sumptuously and so forth. He died. And in hell he lifted up his eyes. Now he is where all others who have died will go to await the judgment. Those that have not done right, not obeyed, are in torment until the judgment day. Those like the beggar and the thief on the cross and others who have done right. Remember, the Lord said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise or in a place of comfort. The Bible describes as Abraham's bosom awaiting the judgment day. And then when the judgment comes, we'll either be for all eternity in heaven or all eternity in hell. But the Bible says in Luke 16, verse 24, he requested that Lazarus would go and dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, he said, for I'm tormented in this flame. And Abraham said in verse 25, in your lifetime you were comforted and now you're tormented. Folks, the punishment that is in hell that awaits those who know not God and obey not the gospel of Christ is so far beyond what I could possibly even wrap my mind around. I don't want to go there. You know, there's folks today who believe that the fire of hell is not real. Well, the Bible describes it that way, and I best not describe it any other way than how the Bible describes it. And I assure you, we don't want to go there. Eternal punishment. But also, you'll be among the wicked for all eternity. Think about the company you'll keep. Think about people in the world today that don't care about spiritual things. They don't want to obey God. They don't want to read the book. They don't want to obey the book. They don't want to love others. They don't care about other people. Killing, hating, and the list just goes on and on. You want to go to hell? Might as well make friends with them now. They're going to be your eternal company. I don't want to go there. In Revelation 21, verse 8, the Bible says, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second day. I think about 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, as well as other passages. And again, over the book of Matthew chapter 25, and then verse 41. 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Could you imagine being around that type of people for all eternity? Those are the ones that are going to be lost. Once committed such things as we read about in the Bible, contrary to the Word of God, and will not repent and do better. Last point. You do not want to go to hell because you will be there for all eternity. When I think about being somewhere for all eternity, I think about the fact that you cannot change that. It's unchangeable. Folks, if you don't obey the gospel in this life, it'll be too late in the life to come. It's too late. Now, Catholics don't teach that. They teach up a third place called purgatory. And there you'll be punished for a temporary time until you've been there for a number of, whatever case may be, a while, and you'll be out of it. Bible doesn't teach that. You have to go to some other book to get foolish teaching like that. In the book of Matthew 25, verse 26, or 46 rather, as we just talked about a moment ago, these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Then in 2 Thessalonians 1, 9, how long are they going to be punished for? Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. That's a long time. I can't even give you a proper comparison to how long eternity is, because our minds are wrapped around time. We are confined so many times by time. A lot of folks have attempted to describe eternity. All of them failed. It's a long time, without end, on and on. When you think about hell, I want you to understand that it's avoidable. You don't have to go. Someone may say, preacher, I didn't get some of those references. They're in an outline in the back. You didn't get that. Take some notes. Write on your paper. Pull out your recorder. Phone or you. I mentioned to you last week. Take your phone out or you. Recording device and record it. You'll have it for later and also be uploaded on the website. You may be in the audience this morning having never obeyed the gospel of Christ. If you die in that condition, you know where you'll be for all eternity? Read the board. It's what you've got to look forward to. But again, you can avoid it by doing what they did in New Testament times to avoid hell. Being lost. Becoming a Christian by hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17, believing it, John 8:24, repenting of your sins, Luke 13:3-5, confessing your faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, like the eunuch did in Acts 8:37 when he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And being baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. When you do that, God will forgive you of all of your sin. You'll be raised to walk in newness of life, Romans 6:3-5. And He'll add you to the one body institution, the Church of Christ, Acts 2:47. Maybe you have done that, but you turned your back on the Lord. Not being faithful as you should, you have an opportunity to make correction of those things. Repent of your unfaithfulness, make confession unto God in prayer, and He'll restore you to faithfulness. He'll forgive you of your sin. We have His assurance that He'll do that. 1 John 1:9. I've told you before that hell is a bad place to go. You don't have to go there. But you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be. You can say, preacher, I don't want any of it. You can walk out the door having not obeyed the gospel, turning an ear to the things that you've heard. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to live faithful to God. You don't have to be concerned about what's contained in the Bible. You don't have to. And you can die in that condition and have all eternity to say your would have, could have, should have, because you spurned the invitation. I know there's folks here who have not obeyed the gospel of Christ. Why put it off? Obey it. God doesn't want you to be in hell. Jesus doesn't want that for you. We don't want that for you. And if you don't want it for yourself, then don't delay. Come right now.